Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. Today, Josh Davis shares the latest headlines from the end times. Each year, we produce a calendar to raise funds for our Onesimus Prison Ministry. This special ministry provides Bibles, prayer, and encouragement to prisoners across the country. This year, our calendar theme is Beyond the Veil. Created by Marginal Mysteries host Micah Van Hus, the Beyond the Veil 2026 calendar includes stunning imagery, a guide for reading through the Bible in a year, the major Jewish holidays, and a very special Get One, Give Two. That means each calendar ordered provides two free calendars for incarcerated individuals through our prison ministry. This calendar, with its one-of-a-kind images, is perfect for daily encouragement, Bible study inspiration, or a meaningful gift. Order your Beyond the Veil calendar today when you call 800-652-1144. That's 800-652-1144. You can also order the calendar at our website, swrc.com. This year's Beyond the Veil calendar is truly one that you don't want to miss out on. 800-652-1144. The world is witnessing a rise in evil. Recent stories reveal an uptick in Christian persecution in Africa, including dozens martyred in Mozambique. One Florida high school faced pushback for broadcasting occult witchcraft to all its students. Plus, the NYPD is installing a network of live cameras in government housing. How could this pave the way for the end times beast system? Josh Davis explores these stories and ends with an important message of hope, right here on today's Watchmen on the Wall.
Greetings, fellow Watchmen on the Wall, and welcome back to another Headlines from the End Times. We begin today by looking at a story of Christian persecution. And in fact, the continent of Africa is increasing rapidly persecution against Christians in many different countries. We have told you about what's happening in Nigeria multiple times, and that is something that certainly needs our earnest prayers. I've updated you on that right here on Headlines from the End Times and Watchmen on the Wall, because it is increasing in that particular country, but not just in that country. In fact, the story I want to share with you today reveals how that on the other side of Africa, we're talking about in southeastern Africa, we see persecution rising against Christians in Mozambique. In fact, the ISIS-affiliated militants beheaded over 30 Christians in northern Mozambique and destroyed at least 7 churches, displaced over 50,000 people from a particular district, and that happened in recent weeks, according to reports. And these chilling attacks that were announced by this militant group associated again with a terrorist organization, ISIS, they used photos and statements to draw attention to this growing persecution of Christians in Mozambique as the Islamic militant group advocates for the killing of Christians and pushes further south into the country. I'll share more about the geography and why that's important in just a moment. But the Islamic State Mozambique province is this militant group responsible for these attacks. They released some 20 graphic photographs detailing beheadings, shootings, arsons committed against Christians and village civilians during these attacks. And these militants conducted the killings and ravages in Cabo Delgado and Nampula provinces, which is in the northern area of Mozambique. The country is predominantly Christian, but the northern region is predominantly Muslim, which causes Christian communities living in this region to be particularly targeted by this extremist group, according to reports. And so this militant Islamic branch is working its way south in Mozambique, coming up to the Christian territories, and perhaps even going to start entering into some of the Christian territories. And so, friends, we understand that there is a great spiritual battle taking place in Africa right now. And why is this increase in violence happening? I believe that Satan, who Jesus pointed out is a murderer from the beginning, the father of lies, is spreading his lies into the hearts of these terrorists and others to attack Christians, because Christianity, from all other reports, is growing and spreading like wildfire across Africa. Many people being saved, many people turning to the Lord, Christian leaders in Africa who are calling for more pastors, more Christian leaders. I personally know a missionary who conducts training institutes in different places around the world, including a few countries in Africa, trying to equip, trying to engage local pastors and help them to have the resources and the spiritual equipping that they need to shepherd their congregations. And so we must, as brothers and sisters in Christ, we must pray for our brothers and sisters in Africa. Pray for their protection. Pray for the continued spread of the gospel. Pray that God would embolden them to keep standing for what is right. And pray that God would put to naught the evil, wicked plans of these groups who are attacking our brothers and sisters in Africa. Now, it's not just happening in Africa. In fact, other recent reports suggest that in South Korea, which has seen some large churches that have done great good in that country and in that entire region and have really touched the world, literally, now South Korea seems to be moving toward communism with its current government, and that has sparked some concerns among the Christian community in that country. In fact, it seems that they are becoming increasingly friendly with North Korea, and that's a scary, scary thought. And so let's pray for our brothers and sisters in South Korea as well. And another story I want to share with you, as we're getting closer and closer to October 31st and that celebration, or whatever you want to call that. Well, there was a school in Florida who decided to host a Witchy Wednesday. That's right. And it really does reveal the moral drift in a lot of schools in the United States of America. The officials in a Orlando, Florida school district canceled this weekly high school video public address program. Again, this was a video that went out over the public address system in a public school in the state of Florida in the Orlando area, and it was part of the school day. This wasn't before school. This wasn't after school like some of the school clubs are, but they had this video program, and they called it Witchy Wednesday. It was Orange County Public School administrators, and they put a stop to this pro-witchcraft morning announcement segment at one local high school after it aired one day. This only happened one time. They put a stop to it right after that. And some people expressed concerns that these announcements violated the First Amendment. The Witchy Wednesday video segment at the West Orange High School suggested rituals to students that they could perform based on the moon's cycle. It's pure witchcraft, paganism. And they were saying you can burn incense, you can fold and burn paper a certain way, and how to cast spells. Well, the Liberty Council, which is a national Christian legal group based in Florida as well, contacted this public school district and asked them to either allow the airing of a biblical response to these things or let the Christian students opt out from having to watch this program. Just a couple weeks later, the district decided to cancel the program to get rid of Witchy Wednesday. That one and only Witchy Wednesday debuted in that school, and again, this girl appeared with a full moon backdrop discussing moon cycles, burning incense, casting spells. She advised her fellow students to write your intuition down on your paper, fold it three times, burn your paper into your white candle, burn it completely and entirely, and have your intention released into the universe. That itself is your light of insight at work. Then you can cleanse the space around you once more to finalize your spell. And she concluded with, "That's all for today, warriors. Have a wicked Wednesday." As one commenter said, if that doesn't give you the creeps, you're not paying attention to the upsurge in the occult practices among teens and how it is corroding our families here in America. Friends, we need to be aware of this increase in occult activities. I'm glad that the school district did what they did. That's a step in the right direction. But the bigger story here is not what happened in this particular school. The bigger story is the spread of the occult and the rise in the attraction to these kinds of things. And we see that in our day and in our age gaining in popularity. I once did some research on some of the numbers and going back to census data from the early 1990s, and it was basically over a 30-plus year period. The people who identified as Wiccan, Wicca is part of this occult movement that has really gained a lot of interest in recent years in the United States of America. But going back some 30 years ago, there was almost nobody interested in the Wicca movement. And you fast forward to just a couple years ago when the most recent data was available, and you see that number had increased to over 1 million people. And beyond that, there's so many others who don't necessarily identify as a part of that movement per se, but they are still interested in dabbling in the occult practices, the black magic, and all those kinds of things. And so we're seeing an increase of this spiritual wickedness, this spiritual darkness in our land. We just need to open our eyes to this reality. We need to understand that it is at work and it is gaining popularity, even coming into some of our public schools and having influence on a lot of teenagers and young people. That has always been the case. I understand that. But we must be aware of that as parents, as grandparents, as aunts, as uncles, as concerned pastors and church leaders. We need to be concerned and be aware of the kinds of things that are happening and how these things are creeping into our society as the years go by. I do want to take just a second as we will come back with more stories, but I want to invite you to connect with SWRC. Please remember, Headlines from the End Times is a feature in every weekly episode of the Prophecy in the News television show and every single monthly issue of the Prophecy in the News magazine. If you'd like to subscribe to the Prophecy in the News magazine, you can go to the website prophecyinthenews.tv. Again, that's prophecyinthenews.tv, and get your subscription to the Prophecy in the News magazine. We have 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, and lifetime subscription options. Lots of great content in every single issue of the Prophecy in the News magazine. And the weekly Prophecy in the News television show can be accessed in many different ways. You can go to swrc.com. That's our ministry website, swrc.com. Click on Watch, and you will see the television show and all the past episodes right there. You can watch it directly from our website. If you want to watch it on the mobile app, you can do that. You can go to the App Store on your mobile device and type in four simple letters, SWRC. Again, open the App Store and type in those four simple letters, SWRC. That gets you access to our free mobile app. Every weekly episode of the Prophecy in the News television show is inside that app, uploaded every Sunday when a new episode is released. You can also listen to Watchmen on the Wall anytime, anywhere, right there from our SWRC mobile app. So one more time, open your app store, type in those four letters, SWRC, download that mobile app, and you can connect with all the great content that we have, whether that's this Watchmen on the Wall program or the Prophecy in the News TV program. Also, friends, if you're a new listener, I want to encourage you, give us a call today. Our toll-free number is 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144, 1-800-652-1144. And just request your free welcome packet. If you're not on our mailing list, we will get you on that mailing list as we send out our free monthly Prophetic Observer newsletter that has a couple of articles about what's going on in the world, the headlines from the end times kinds of things. Pastor Larry Spargimino, myself, Others here at SWRC contribute to that every single month, and we are excited to bring that to you free of charge. But just give us a call and say you'd like to get our free welcome packet. We'll send you some more information about SWRC and ways that you can get connected with all the great content that we create here at Southwest Radio Ministries. Now, let's turn our attention to New York City. And in New York City, they are creating what appears to be a wide surveillance network. We're talking about technology and how that some of these systems can be used to monitor and to track people. I've updated you about that even on last Friday's headlines from the End Times. We did the whole episode was focused on those particular kinds of things. Well, the New York City Police Department, the NYPD, very famous, they have quietly begun wiring cameras at a scale in public housing into its real-time surveillance network. And that has sparked a political battle over privacy, transparency, and the use of what they call digital equity infrastructure as a policing tool. We'll detail all of this. Basically, what's happening is that in public housing and places like that, they are installing these cameras that they can monitor real time. It's not like, hey, can you pull up your video footage from last Friday? We think we saw something happen around camera number 7. They can have it real time, look and see exactly what's going on. They're tapping into the broadband lines of the city's Big Apple Connect program. The officers are now able to watch the New York City Housing Authority residents through a live feed connected to the NYPD's what they call the Domain Awareness System. And officials say this will speed up investigations, but the critics are saying it's turning public housing into a testing ground for expanded government monitoring. The public got a clear picture of the scope of this system's expansion in just recent days when the New York City Council held an emergency oversight meeting and hearing in response to the reports that began to come out that the mayor's administration had been using this Big Apple Connect, the broadband system in New York City, to connect this CCTV network directly into this database. And so the NYPD's information technology chief testified that 68 cameras at one particular development are already live and capturing this kind of data. And the department plans to add roughly, get this now, 1,900 cameras across 19 properties. That's an average of 100 cameras per property by the year's end, with a longer-term build-out to nearly 18,000 cameras at 119 developments. This is the goal. This is where they are going with this particular system. NYPD also acknowledged it may share information gleaned from some of this material with the federal immigration authorities when required by law. Again, we're seeing the coalescing, and that's the whole point of why I'm sharing this story with you, is that we're seeing this all emerge into a global whole. I know it's one police department, but the NYPD is perhaps the most famous police department in the United States of America. If you go to the West Coast, you'd probably argue the LAPD. But we see that they are using this kind of technology. And now they're saying that, yes, they would coordinate with federal officials if that was needed. And so I believe that we are taking step by step by step in this direction, and that it won't just stay in New York City, but it'll spread, it'll trickle down throughout the United States of America, and eventually other nations in the world will begin using and implementing systems like this. And some are already ahead of the NYPD in utilizing some of these kinds of systems. And so we have to open our eyes to the reality of what's happening with this kind of system. And when you think about, on top of that, New York City is in a very interesting, and that's probably putting it very mildly, the mayoral race and election that's coming up and some of the candidates that are there now. And you think about what tools they would have at their disposal, and how could things be shaping up for the citizens of New York City? There's a lot of question marks hanging in the air about this, isn't there, dear friends? Well, speaking about some of the media and how we are moving in these kinds of directions, a recent report reveals that public trust in mainstream media has reached a new low. Less than a year into President Donald Trump's second administration, the American public's trust in the mainstream media has cratered to an all-time record low. Now, this is according to a Gallup poll that was published recently. 28% of Americans say that they trust mainstream media a great deal or a fair amount to report the news fully, accurately, and fairly. That number is down from 31% last year. It's dropped those 3 percentage points in one calendar year. 36% of Americans say they have little trust in the media. 34% say they have no trust in the media at all. Those two numbers combine to 70% of Americans who simply do not trust mainstream media outlets any longer. Age and political affiliation play a key role in predicting people's trust in mainstream media, according to the Gallup poll. 8%, again, 8% of Republicans say that they trust mainstream media, which is the first time that Gallup has recorded single digits in its 53 years of studying this particular question every single year. 62% of Republicans say they don't trust mainstream media at all. Among independent voters, 27% said that they trust mainstream media. 38% of those independent voters say they have very little trust. 32% of them said they have no trust at all. Now, the Democrats were the only political group with a majority expressing trust in mainstream media. Guess what the percentage was? 51% of the Democrats say that they trust mainstream media. Only 9% of Democrats say they don't trust mainstream media at all. And so that shows the divide in America and the growing divide in our country and how we access news, how we hear information, and the level of trust that people place in the news providers and the outlets that are teaching us and showing us what is supposed to be happening. And we know how that we need to live with our eyes wide open in these days. And we need more faithful pastors. And this month of October is Pastor Appreciation Month. I'm grateful for faithful men of God who proclaim God's truth and who faithfully stand as watchmen on the wall in their church, in their congregation, teaching, shepherding, guiding people according to God's word. You know, there are recent reports that I read that estimate some 15,000 American churches will close this year. And there's a number of factors that come into that. Sadly, some of these churches need to close because they have long left the Word of God. They have quit preaching and teaching the truth of God, and they've just become a social club without any moorings, without being the pillar and the ground of the truth, as 1 Timothy tells us the church ought to be. And they have left that off, began pursuing other things. But I'm glad for the faithful men of God who stand to proclaim God's truth. As Paul told young Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 to 5, and really strongly encouraged him, as he says, "I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick, the living, and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word." There's something essential here, dear friends, and that we must recognize that the call is to honor the Lord. The call to a pastor, the admonition from Paul to Timothy, is that we are going to stand before Almighty God and give account. We're not going to stand before the Republicans or the Democrats or the president or anyone else. We answer to Almighty God. We keep that in mind. We will be proclaiming the right message. We will continue teaching and proclaiming the gospel message. He says that you are standing before Almighty God. He is the one you will stand before at the last day. He says, preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts they shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. They shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Aren't we there today, dear friends? Yes, we certainly are. And that's why we need faithful watchmen on the wall to earnestly contend for the faith, to stand firm upon the truth of God's word, to continue preaching and proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ to this world that we live in today. And pastors, if that is you, I just want to say to you a very special thank you. Thank you. I know firsthand experience, your job is not easy. It is very difficult. It's very strenuous. I thank God for you. Please do not quit the fight. Please stay faithful to the Lord. Continue standing firmly as watchmen on the wall. Continue preaching and proclaiming the gospel to this world, just as Noah did in his generation. As Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. I'm sure there were days that Noah wanted to quit, but he did not. He stayed faithful to proclaiming the message and to building the ark that God had called him to build. So, pastor friend, stay faithful. Keep doing what God has called you to do. You're going to stand before him one day and give an account, and let's seek to follow him with everything that we are.
Stay up to date with the latest headlines with our Prophecy in the News magazine and weekly television program. Subscribe to the Prophecy in the News magazine for the latest insight and analysis of the world around us. And then tune in to the Prophecy in the News television program to stay informed, be encouraged, and deepen your understanding of God's Word. Prophecy in the News magazine and television program. Learn more by visiting swrc.com. And before we go, I want to send a special thank you to everyone who has been giving a gift this week and becoming monthly partners, becoming faithful friends. We need to hear from you right now. Your support, that's what allows us to produce these programs and publications. You can give today by calling 1-800-652-1144. Lord willing, we'll be back here Monday, ready to once again bring clarity to the chaos. So head into the weekend with the encouragement that God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful friends just like you. To learn more, visit our website, swrc.com. That's swrc.com.